Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Completely Mental Misadventures of Owning a Thrift Store. I am Matt Lehman, the owner of Finders Thrift and Vinyl in La Quinta, California, and today we are going to talk about buying electronics at thrift stores. So most of these are geared towards people that hit thrift stores a lot and are looking to find deals and looking to resell, and hopefully I can help you out with a little bit of my knowledge. One of the most often overlooked pieces of stereo equipment, or used to be, now it's highly sought after, are turntables. And so I'm going to try to teach you, if you see a turntable at a thrift store, what you are looking for, and where you're going to make your money. Most of the time, turntables at thrift stores don't work or don't appear to be working. So the first thing you need to do is see if they'll let you plug it in. Usually they give you a 7-day return or whatever, so that's fine. You can go home and test it out, but it's kind of a hassle. So if they'll let you check it out there, this is what you're looking for. Plug it in, turn it on, hit start or play, or move the needle over towards the deck and see if it rotates. If it doesn't rotate, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Look on the front of it, see if it says belt drive or direct drive. If it says belt drive, then that means it's basically run by a rubber band that spins around a spindle that is attached to a motor. Most of the time, when you jockey a turntable around or move it from car to thrift store to pricing center to the shelf, that rubber band will fall off. So, again, turn it on and put your ear next to the turntable, the deck, and see if you can hear a little motor running around. It won't sound like much. It'll just be a little kind of a whizzing, and then if you turn it off or hit stop, it should stop. If that's the case, then you're in luck. Most people probably think that turntable is broken. Go ahead and pick that up, because a belt is, even if the belt is broken, belts are usually anywhere from $5 to $10. So for $5 to $10, you now have a working turntable. If the deck is not spinning and it's a direct drive, I would walk away from it. There's probably much more mechanical issues than are worth repairing. You probably got a motor out or something bigger than that. And that's just going to eat up your profit. So I would probably walk away from that and leave that for the professionals. The next thing you want to look for value and to know if you have a good turntable. I don't have enough time to discuss all of the great turntables out there. Some of the better ones are usually vintage equipment is much better. Like Marantz has a turntable, but you're not going to see those a whole lot. Audio Technica or Audio Techniques, both of those are fairly decent on older ones. But one of the big things you want is heft. You want it to weigh a lot. If it's a really light, flimsy plastic turntable, or if it's an Ion, or if it's a Crosley, neither of those are particularly well built. They're not bad turntables. There's just not a lot of resale value in them. They're good beginner turntables. You want it to be very, very heavy. The heavier, the better. And the reason for that is, the heavier the turntable, the more stable it's going to be. So if it's sitting next to a speaker or if it's sitting on a table that gets bumped, you want it to be able to handle that without skipping or hurting your record player. So a lot of people look past them because they see these old turntables that weigh a ton and they're just kind of junky. That's not the case. It's actually the complete opposite of that. So check that. If it's heavy, if it just needs a belt replacement, great. Now also look at the tone arm, which is the part that hits that goes on the record, the needle that holds the needle. Check the needle. Most of those needles now can be purchased, and I can't give you a price on the needle because realistically you can buy a needle for the same cartridge for $5 and you can buy a needle for a cartridge or a cartridge for up to thousands of dollars depending on what you're looking to do and what kind of music you're listening to. So the needle can be changed out, usually fairly cheap. They're on average 20 to 50 bucks, and 50 bucks is a pretty decent beginner or mid-range cartridge. I'm not a fan of, if it plays 78s, generally speaking, I'm not a fan of that. 78s have a different needle, and most people don't have any capability of playing 78s or have any access to 78s. Some of the newer turntables, again, will play 78s, but mostly it's a T-shaped needle that you flip back and forth, and those tone arms are not very good. They're known as record eaters. Same thing with console record players, you know, like the big piece of furniture that has built-in speakers, and sometimes they have cabinets where you can put records. Those things just eat records, and while we're on the subject, I'm not a big fan of console stereo systems. if they work, great. If you're in a big city market like Los Angeles or San Diego or Miami, you'll probably have a much better luck at selling them. They do sell, and people are looking for them, but as a record seller myself, it's hard for me to sell them because I know that you're just going to eat up records with them, and there's not much you can do with them unless you've got the turntable and put a better tone arm and a better turntable in there. And I have seen that done, and it's actually really cool. If you can do that, that's great because the other components on those consoles are usually pretty fabulous. If you look at the back of the tone arm where the needle is on the front end of it, on the back end of that tone arm, there will be a bulbous protrusion, or what it is a counterweight. And that counterweight is what keeps your needle from grinding into your records and eating them up, because a record is a finite thing. It will only have so many plays in it depending on what kind of needle you're using. No matter what you're using, it will eventually erode away. So before they started adding counterweights, if you had a record player or a console and it played 78s, they did not have a counterweight. So what they did, they put a weight on the front of it by the needle, and that just digs into your record. Like if you're an older person and they've told you to put a penny on your record, on your needle if it was skipping, that's because they wanted more weight. That gives the needle, it really just grinds the needle into the record. That's bad. You don't want that. You really shouldn't put a penny on your turntable. You should just clean your records. So if it's a heavy turntable and has a belt or just needs a belt and isn't a direct drive and has the counterweight on the back, I would pick it up for sure, because that's about all there is to a turntable. Sure, there are some components on the inside, but those very, very, very rarely go out. And they're actually, people are going to beat me up on this, not really that hard to replace if you need to. And some of those are big money. Like a Marantz will be anywhere, a vintage Marantz will be anywhere from $300 to $500, depending on what bells and whistles it has. And that's kind of a low end turntable. But you'll probably see more of the vintage stuff than any of the newer stuff. Some of the newer stuff now is thousands of dollars and beyond. But I suspect you'll be hard pressed to find one of those in a thrift store. Or if you do, it's going to be very few and far between. So while that's a good tip in of itself, a lot of people know to look for that, but a lot of times people forget some of the most obvious things. For example, the cartridge and the headstock and the head shell on those turntables, really, you really need to look at those, because those can be worth way more than the turntable. For example, if you're looking at a headstock and you see Denon or Ortofone or Nageoka, Shure, Audio-Technica, some of those shells and headstocks and cartridges run $700, $1,000, $1,500, $1,250. Some of those are for used prices. So it's important to look at every part of that turntable and see where the value is. Even if you happen to buy one if you find one that's not even working, it might be worth it to look at it and say, oh, you know what, the headstock is worth $1,500 used, I'll take that instead. And sometimes they're worth more in parts. Like you can sell the feet off of a turntable for $20 a pop. So if you're picking up a quote-unquote broken turntable for $15 at a thrift store, and you're selling the feet for $20-$25, and then you're selling the counterweight for another $5 or $10, then you got the shell or the cover on top of it, those are usually $60-$70 depending on the condition. Always make sure you're checking every part of those and see. Sometimes it's worth it to part it out. It's a little more work, but there might be some money in it. So as always, thank you so much for listening. Good luck out there, and happy hunting.